You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. This message that's airing this week from a sermon I just preached last weekend. Now, understand, the Lord gave me this and told me to preach this before the event. Those unfortunate, horrific events of what happened with that horrific act of evil racism that took place up in South Carolina. The Lord had put it on my heart to preach this message. I had preached years before this past Sunday, so I'd been preparing for this all week, and I've entitled this Demons in Disguise. It's a look at Satan and his minions that transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. Also, it's a look in Matthew chapter 13, where it says the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. That's what we have here. Demons in disguise. You never know who's inside of a church. You never know. Now, I had always said and understood and taught this, that the tares in the church are the ones that sow discord among brethren, the ones that divide the church. And that is indeed one answer. We've seen this last week up here in South Carolina. Another thing that tares do, another thing that Satan's plants do. I mean, this guy prayed with this church family for, some people say, like up to an hour. He prayed with them in a prayer meeting, and then he got out his gun and started gunning people down. You see, you never know who's inside a church with you. Satan comes, the enemy comes. That's that word, ekthros anthropos. It means a hostile man has done this. You never know who's sitting right beside you. That's why I always question and wonder why churches want to invite tares to come into their building, because you just never know. And I don't think it's a good idea to have Satan's tares right alongside you in the church. The church is for the family of God to worship God. Let's get into this message now. This is part two. To hear the whole thing, you can go to my website, WGODradio.com, and you'll find a link on there for past broadcasts. You'll be able to hear this whole message. This is part two now of Demons in Disguise.
There are tares among wheat that look exactly like them. And until you learn how to spot and identify one, you can't tell the difference. This is the picture of the kingdom of heaven today. Now here's the Lord's explanation of this text we just looked at. So the disciples asked the Lord, verse 36, we're in Matthew 13:36. It says, explain to us the parable of the tares. Now before I go on again, this is the crux of my sermon today. The transformers. That is, it's astounding to me how many tares I have found in the Church of Jesus Christ in my life. That is, people who I truly thought were Christians who turned out to be demons in disguise. Whether or not they knew it or not. There's been people in this church before
that I think were both ends of the spectrum. Those that knew that they were terrorists. And those over here that had no idea that they were. That's why it astounds me why churches invite terrorists into your doors. That the success of the church is based on how many terrorists you got sitting in the church. Demons in disguise? Is that what you want in your church? Here's the Lord's response to what this parable means he just gave. Again, verse 36. Explain to us the parable of the tares. Or what does all this mean, he says. Verse 37. Matthew 13, 37. He answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. The tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the world or the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels and they. Notice it doesn't say you. It says they. Those that are qualified to do this are going to do this. They will gather out of the kingdom all things that offend. It's funny, that's such a buzzword today, isn't it? Oh, you offend me. Everyone's offended, right? People are offended at Christians, or offended at the gospel, offended at the word of God, offended at Jesus Christ. Well, God's going to say, I'm offended too. Guess what? He will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend. And those who practice lawlessness. And it will cast them into the furnace of fire, and there will be wailing. Boy, I don't like that word. Wailing and gnashing of teeth. You know, you can change this. I mean, you can take this to the bank. I mean, the Lord's given you the winner of the ninth race at Pimlico tomorrow afternoon. Win, place, and show. You've got the results right here. At the end of this age, he's going to gather out everyone that offends, and there's going to be wailing. You can change that today when you walk out of this door today. Actually, I should say, God wants to change it through you. You can't stop it from happening. But you can take as many people out of this group and put them into the other group, the group of the saved. Any volunteers? Who wants to be used of God to change this? You know what wailing sounds like? Anyone ever hear anyone? I can't imagine this isn't a pretty sight. Well, you've got win, place, and show for every race. You know the future. God's looking for a few good men and a few good women. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. So we've got two types of Christians. I should say two types of people in the church. One is a believer. The other a deceptive weed. That looks just like the real McCoy. Field is the world. To localize that a bit, the field, Merritt Island. The good seeds here in Brevard County, or for those that are listening in on the podcast or on the radio, just put your town right here. The good seeds where you live are the genuine Christians and children of the King. The tares, that is, those who are growing up right alongside the genuine Christians, are the sons of the wicked one, as the Son of God calls them himself. What a profound statement this is. Now remember what this Greek professor wrote. He said that a tare is a plant that bears a striking resemblance to wheat. And he also said that it resembled it so much it could hardly be distinguished from it. Now, before we get to the solution, Let's look at the problem one more time, but this time let's look at a different text and a different teacher. The Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. Let me open up my King James. I'm going to read it out of here this time. It's on the handout as well. Again, starts with the words, "for such." Again, the such he's talking about are those that are causing dissension in the church. And those that cause trouble in the church. "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ." Verse 14, "and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." That word for transform, it's the Greek word metaschema. It means to change your appearance. Not the same Greek word used for us when Paul said in Romans 12:2, "be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." That's metamorphe. That's a change from the inside. Same word used of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the Mount of Transfiguration, it says he was transfigured before them and his face shone like the sun. That's metamorphe. Change on the inside, which, by the way, you and I are commanded to do. Not here. The devil's transformation is metaschema. Change appearance. Shave off your mustache. Grow or get a perm. Put on a wig. You're a demon in disguise. You can't change from the inside out. You're still the same old stinking demon on the inside of you. You might change how you look, but you're not changing who you are on the inside. You and I can change, by golly, who we are on the inside. Be ye, matter of fact, he commands it. It's in the imperative. Be ye transformed. How? Someone tell me. By the renewing of your mind. We can change. These guys can't. Modern day true transformers. These demons, more than meets the eye, transformers, demons in disguise, like that punk kid who just killed 9 Christians. Now, this is why I said the Lord gave me this sermon before this week. I had no idea this was going to work out this way. Demons in disguise. This guy sat in the church in the prayer meeting for an hour. He said, the people were so nice to me, I didn't want to do it. Every church in America, except this one, has demons in disguise on the church rolls. Now, Donna will attest with me, this one doesn't, because they all left.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. I love to hear the voice of